Movie classic to start us off, of course, Kenny Loggins' Footloose. Sarah Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with BJ and Jim on the Terrible Tuesdays. Oh, yes.
It's
morning,
so
all.
Cold, isn't it? Jeebus,
I thought it was grand.
Are you messing?
Yeah, no, I thought it was grand today. I was expecting it to be so much worse. But it was actually grand getting down the old hill, so I'm happy enough.
I don't really make it through today, so I don't have to face what's coming in the weather. Oh, my God, it's so bad.
It wasn't even below freezing today.
Oh, my God. It feels like -5, it says on the app. It says a feel.
You softies don't understand what weather is.
I'm a total soft cock. I swear to God, I can't.
A total soft cock.
Yeah, I can't, babe.
Well, I'll tell you something. Biffo, there's a couple of things relating to you on the WhatsApp already.
Oh,
Biffo,
God,
was on to say that he was stalking you yesterday on the M50. Yeah, spotted you on the M50. He said it was like seeing a superstar, Jim.
How did he spot me on the M50 there yesterday? I was
on
a motorbike and all. How did these people know?
He obviously knew you. And then and Mark has been on as well. Mark's been on to say, morning, Jim and Judas.
Excuse me?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Apparently, Mark spotted you flogging yourself around all the radio stations yesterday. You know, not just happy with one radio station, you're on flogging yourself with other ones as well.
Where was
that? Unbelievable. Tell you, Mark, it's like being Cinderella here. I never get to go to any of the fancy places.
Yes.
He's off flogging his golly everywhere he goes.
This is the fanciest of all places.
Mr. Soft Cock over there.
Doing his thing wherever he wants to go.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I didn't even think it was anywhere yesterday. It must have been a repeat or something.
Well, that's what you say. You always say that's typically you. You would say that, wouldn't you?
That's because it's true, though. You know what I mean?
And also, look at this. Northside Tony is on to say, day two of the wait for the Beast from the East 2. Still have to head into work disappointed is an understatement. Isn't it a great reflection on the human condition, right?
That there's
hundreds, if not thousands, of people who'd love to get out of their house. They'd love to go to work.
Millions, I would say.
To just see other humans and be in a different place. And there's Tony looking for any excuse to stay in his house.
I know, that's the thing. You see, nobody can't please anyone. Everybody wants what somebody else has.
That is the human condition.
When is this thing supposed to arrive?
I thought it was Thursday into Friday. I thought it was sort of starting Thursday evening, afternoon-ish, into the Friday, I thought you were saying
12 o'clock or something. I can't believe it. I thought it was going to be over my Wednesday.
Family Affair from Mary J. Blige. Here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 9th of February. About to get stuck into the birthdays for today. How did we do yesterday? Did we get one right yesterday? You did. At the very end, you got one right yesterday.
At the very end, I got one yesterday. I can't even remember who it was.
That's all you have to do.
Was Abby Tippmann? No, it wasn't Abby Tippmann.
Who was the sort of curveball yesterday? It was somebody... Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, as long as you keep your hand in, you know.
I know, yeah, that's
all you need to do. One a day.
Don't need to score a goal in every game, you know. You just need a bit of consistency over the season.
Yeah, a correct answer a day keeps the CEO at bay.
That's what matters around here. Our CEO is always like, you better get those birthdays.
Yeah, that's the only piece of important business on his desk.
Even there, I'm going to get you if you don't get two this week.
Right, okay, here we go. Starting with Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci. Yeah, he is great crack. Sort of the same in a lot of his movies.
I mean, to be fair, if there's a lad who... I mean, whatever you're saying about, you know, your regular thing about De Niro and Pacino and...
I can't even people watch De Niro anymore.
But Pesci
is
like... I mean...
The thing
every is... Every single thing. In fact, to be fair to him, he actually never even steps outside of the role.
I know.
It's not even as though he does, like, you know, a Sean Connery on it and says, I'll just keep the same voice, but I'll be a Russian sea captain or whatever. He just says, no, I'm only ever playing Italian gangsters.
I know. The thing is this. It's still better than De Niro. And if it wasn't, if Joe Pesci wasn't 4 foot high, he'd be more famous than De Niro.
Do you reckon?
This is shortism.
Right.
This is shortism at work, this is.
But the thing about Joe Pesci as well is that it's kind of like, you know, there's some people that play the gangster thing and they play it in a sort of frightening way. But Joe Pesci is, mind you, I suppose he's deceptive.
Goodfellas,
he's like the Jack Russell, as you always say.
Yeah,
it's that sort of one where you think, oh, sure, he's only little fella.
He won't.
And then you realise how vicious he is.
You're gonna have to kill you.
It's the voice. It's very hard to take the voice seriously.
It is. But now in Casino, when he stabs your man to death with a pen in the neck.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why you son of a yonk with a thing with a sticking over?
Yeah.
That sounds just like a young fella in Dublin.
Well, it does actually. Sounded like a lad who was trying to take your money outside a chipper there.
Oh my God. Here's my Joe Pesci impression. How's it going in the air? What's the story? Smack a blue bottle off your head. But I really do. He is brilliant, but he is the ultimate one.
Yeah, one trick pony.
I can't believe I'm saying this about him, but he is the ultimate one trick pony. Yeah, he is. Like he's a
Obviously, even my cousin Vinny. Obviously, I wouldn't say it to his face.
No, because you know what he'd say. He'd say, don't you dare say that to me again. We'll show you who's in
trouble. Cousin Vinny and was he in? Did he do one of the Home Alone movies? Did he?
Yeah, he did. He's one of the bandits. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And even in that, it's like. He's Joe Pesci.
Yeah, he's still doing the whole, pesky kid, I'm going to get you, and then I'm going to give you a wedgie in the school yet. I got to say, Joe Pesci is, he could be in his 70s now.
He is, oh yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
74.
Not bad, 78.
Oh wow, he's 78, old in my car. Holy smoke.
Yeah. Right, what about this? Holly Johnson is celebrating his birthday today.
Which one is he now?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Lead singer, of course.
Is that where the whole Frankie Goes to Hollywood comes from then? I didn't know Holly was the name of the fella in the band.
Holly Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're connected. I think the Frankie in it is, he saw a headline or something somewhere.
Yeah.
That's not Sinatra. Who was it?
Oh, maybe.
I can't remember. I'll have to look it up now.
It wasn't Frank Sinatra.
I don't know. It could have been. He saw a headline or something.
And that was
it. That was the name
Frankie
of the band.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I must look that up. But yeah, I've only copped that now. The Holly and the Hollywood, if you know what I mean.
Well,
the Holly Johnson.
There wasn't much to cop, obviously, because you corrected me and told me I was wrong straight away.
Well, maybe I'll look it up just in case.
It was such
There's
a huge.
Very little chance that he's right.
I tell you, I doubt it very much. No, I can't see that one working out for me.
Holly Johnson.
I do.
God, they were a huge band, weren't they?
Yeah, remember all the white T-shirts with just Frankie Says written
relax
on them
and
relax. And all them, like it was a real iconic thing.
Do you know what my favourite Frankie Goes to Hollywood song was? Two Tribes.
Yeah,
what a great song. Something about that song.
What a great song.
The music in it.
I know, and then when you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of silly, like.
Oh, completely.
But Two Tribes, where the world, where me peace on the enemy. Whoa,
go to work. And the video for it with Reagan and. Whoever it was, who would have been at the time? Whoever
Gorbachev.
The other lad.
Was it Gorbachev?
Or who was before him?
Einstein.
Right, well, there you go. The two of them, two lads dressed as them, fighting,
It was a bizarre, everything about Frankie
Goes wrestling match or boxing match or something.
It was very bizarre. The whole thing was very bizarre. Yeah. Brilliant, though. It was deadly.
And proving the point that the best thing that can ever happen to you is to get banned.
I know, that was it, wasn't it? What were they banned for, was it?
Relax.
Relax, Yeah. Yeah, because that was all...
Georgie.
And
it was all Georgie.
So they're all half in the nose and giving each other oil massages and everything in that. That was outrageous for the time. Outrageous.
Oh, dead right.
Fellas, giving each other oil massages. Oh my God, would they not have a cigarette like a normal man? I'd say... It was, what age is he? He's like 56, maybe.
Nah, not too bad in fairness. 61.
Oh, is he?
61,
right,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
What about actress Mia Farrow?
Mm.
I think she cropped up on the show before, did she?
Mm.
We're talking about her in relation to something else. Anyway, it doesn't matter, of course. Well-known actress, a big association with Woody Allen.
Well, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Maybe that's how it came up.
And there you go, talking about someone who had a reputation for being Georgie. Woody Allen.
That's the strangest one ever.
Isn't it, Woody Allen?
Woody Allen.
Very strange.
I don't know. He looked like he'd be afraid of himself. Like.
He does. He looks like, yeah. I always wonder if you like Woody Allen, you'd be thinking, you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, right, I'm 2.5 foot.
No matter what definition of pretty, I'm not it.
Yeah. I literally do every effort I can to grow my hair around the sides and back. And nowhere else. I push it out. My eyes are slightly funny.
I'm not the definition of a lady.
I'm thinking, do you reckon me needs to be into me? Like, what are you talking about?
Do you ever listen to any Woody Allen stand-up stuff?
No, but you were telling me before how good some of it is.
It is, yeah. I remember having to get it for, just get it on CD and stuff for something I did before, and it is very good. It's just so dry, like.
Yeah.
And it's so,
so
neurotic.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like all his movies is apparently, yeah, he's just like in a constant cycle of self-doubt. Not enough self-doubt, but self-doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously not enough.
Right, so Mia Farrow then, what age would you stick on her?
Oh God, we never even spoke about her. She's like 76.
Yes!
Hey,
76 she is.
Yeah, there we go.
What about, do you know Tom Hiddleston? The actor Tom Hiddleston?
Oh, not really. I know the name.
See, you didn't really watch. You were never into those Marvel movies, were you?
No.
Thor and all that stuff.
No, but I've seen one of
the
Thors.
What about, there's a good movie called The Night Manager. Did you ever see that?
No, I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, he was in that, okay.
The Night Manager?
Yeah. He's a...
Is he Thor? Is he the guy that plays Thor?
No, he's the brother of Thor.
Thor.
And he's also, he's in various things. What else was he in? Oh, he was, you didn't see the King Kong remake, did you?
No.
He was in one of them.
I know.
God, this is madness. And I'm the one that gets slagged for never seeing movies.
Let me Google
I'm the one that gets abuse off PJ for never seeing movies, and he hasn't seen anything.
I know, yeah, I'm brutal.
What about, he's always being touted as going to be the new James Bond.
I see him there. I know exactly
Even
who
though
he
I
is.
Think he, I think he'd be a rubbish James Bond.
He's the bad guy in the Thor movie. He's the bad fella.
Yeah, the bad brother.
Loki or something.
That's
is that
the
what
one.
They call him?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a good actor.
Right, what age? Actually, I have to give you the heads up on this, to be fair to you. It is a significant birthday for him.
Oh, right, he's 40.
Of course he is.
Even
though you were Googling him.
No, I only imaged him. I have the image on
Right, what, let's throw back to your days. Yeah, but... Okay, I'll play the music if you want.
Why would it be different?
Well, just what you're Googling them and all of them.
I Google images.
I'll get the drama bed for you.
I would have got it wrong.
I'll get you the drama bed. Here you go now, just in case. Right, what about a throwback to your younger days? Gordon Strachan.
Oh, my God, Gordon Strachan. Yeah, the little red-haired tempest of Scotland, isn't he?
He is.
If Scotland was to turn into a human, it would look exactly like Gordon Strachan. That's
yeah,
what Scotland
and one of the
like.
One of the few men that's done the played for Leeds and Man United.
Yeah,
crossed that great divide.
Well, that's why he's in such a bad mood, isn't it? You know, he gets abuse everywhere he goes, in some shape or form.
Yeah,
I mean, he's Scottish. He's ginger. He's played for Leeds. You know, and he's like, quite crack a late as Manchester United. I kind of win that and all. Yeah. Like,
he's an OBE, Gordon Strachan.
Is he?
Oh, what would he have gotten an OBE for?
Oddball of the Year. Is that what that stands for?
Maybe, because that's a strange one. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, like he managed Scotland. He played, like, you know, he had a good career.
Yeah.
But OBE.
I don't know.
Like, he wouldn't be somebody you'd think in your head, like, did something absolutely out of this world extraordinary, Woody. Or am I forgetting something?
I don't know, redheads allowed to be famous or something? Did he break the mould or something there?
You see, he broke the glass ceiling for redheads.
He broke the glass ceiling, I think, for redheads. I think he did, yeah.
Made it acceptable
for
redheads in mainstream society.
He brought equal rights in for redheads and all. I think he did something like that, wasn't it? He was the ginger liberation.
It's the only thing. It's as good a reason as any, to be fair to you.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. I got to say, Gordon Strachan, he's like, is he in the 60s maybe? He's 61.
Oh, not bad, 64.
Oh, okay, 64.
Come here, let's stay with your throwback, right? This must be a tough kind of thing to carry, to be fair. To be the son of somebody so legendary, right?
Yeah.
You must, like, it's a bit like the Callum Best thing, right?
Yeah, big shadow.
Jordi Cruyff is celebrating his birthday today.
That's one of those. It must be awful. Everywhere you go, people are saying, your old fella was something else, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
James, your old fella was
magic. Especially when you do the same thing. Like, at least Callum Best, you know, he's never been a footballer.
Yeah, in fairness to him, he decided he wasn't going to be good at anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So he went that direction.
But Jordi Cruyff tried being a footballer.
I know,
and then you're thinking, you were all right. Like,
yeah, you were. Yeah. Your
dad was very good.
I always think that about Kasper Schmeichel. He's one of the best in the game at what he does.
Yeah, he's very good, yeah.
And he's they'll just always look at him and go, but you're helpful as well.
Yeah, yeah, no Peter, really. But
yeah, he was even his ham ads were brilliant, they'd be saying to him.
Excuse me, they were bacon.
They were bacon.
Danish bacon.
I beg your pardon. Here's me trying to guess Jordi Cruyff's birthday, and I don't even know me ham from me bacon. I gotta say,
Jordi Cruyff, who apparently now is in the fashion business.
Is he?
Yeah.
Suppose, yeah.
Some would say he was always a bit of an accessory anyway.
Come
on!
Get up over there.
Here we go.
I gotta say he's 36.
I'm going to give you a mulligan on that.
Oh, really? It was
36.
Miles off, wasn't
it? Jordy Cruyff.
Yeah.
You know how long it is since he's kicked the ball in anger?
I thought, like, 6 years, is it?
He's 47.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, man, where's the time going?
And now you're up to date on the Home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. Thought I'd give you your very own Armageddon music.
Oh, my God, isn't it that?
So that we could talk to you. Because no doubt you want to talk about the Armageddon that's coming. Coming soon.
The drama.
Do you mean the little flurry of snow and the bit of fun?
Well,
we
let's hope so. I'm doing this deliberately. I'm hoping that if I hype myself up for the worst, it won't seem so bad when it arrives.
Yeah, there's a bit of sense in that, all right.
Well, there is, but I'm the opposite because I'm fearful that it's not going to be as
bad
good
enough
as
for
I'd
you.
Expected.
That's unbelievable, yeah. Isn't it? Well, yeah. What is wrong with that person, PJ Gallagher? Tell me.
Wrong with me?
There's something wrong with her that she wants all that aggravation and hassle and you know, risking life and limb coming down a mountainside. Oh, that's disgraceful.
Jesus. Well, I don't have to come down a mountainside. I inherited this. It's very clear because when we had the snow a couple of weeks ago on the Sunday morning,
yeah.
I rang my mother. She's 83. She'd put her coat and her boots on over her 90 and gone for a walk around the front of the road, lobbed a few snowballs at in particular.
I tell you what I do kind of relate to is like that thing that when you were a kid, that was a great day. You know what I mean? Like, if you could get a snow day...
You see, that's your problem. That is your problem. You need to embrace your inner child.
No. The problem is that, unlike with school, nobody ever rings me and says, yeah, school is closed, pipes are frozen, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
Here, you go like, God, it's mad snow and ice up here. I don't care! Get your arse down that mountain, get into that studio, do your work. That's the trouble, you see. Yeah. That's the problem in here.
Okay.
But if you could find somebody to ring me up and say, don't come to work, Jim, the pipes are frozen...
I don't mind being at work because at least it's warm. And I listening to the demented witterings of the Wicked Witch of the North Side of Dublin over there talking about how she wishes it all upon us. I think you're both out of your minds.
Lads, can I just point out, I need a bit of good news, a good snow story this week because the tennis is back.
Oh, yeah,
I'm finding
that
quite stressful already. It's only day one.
That's the only way to rid Tara of her obsession with huge snow-filled storms start naming them after tennis players.
I love it. It's nothing better, isn't it? When Tara sits down the first
storm
tennis
is game. Storm Ishikalakadet, you know.
Musha Kondratharov played the Korean ring-ticka-ding-ding it's brilliant. I can't wait for this now. Now we're something to look forward to.
Desiree, Gotta Be. Here are classic hits. Tainted Love from Soft Cell just ahead of that. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on your Tuesday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. Tuesday, 9th of February. 087-188-0008 as always, that number if you need to get in touch for any reason whatsoever. You need to give us a shout or contact the show. 087-188-0008 won't cost you a cent on WhatsApp. Check this out, PJ. Nilo's been on. Morning, lads. Nilo here. I want to wish my 2-year-old daughter, Layla May, a big happy birthday. This time 2 years ago, I delivered her myself in the front of the van.
Get out of it.
That's an amazing service, isn't it? Of all of the online delivery services during lockdown, that's the most amazing one. You ring up and a lad delivers a baby.
In a van.
That's in a van. It's incredible.
It's unreal.
You are the greatest delivery driver ever, Nilo.
Call up and go, did you order a boy or a girl? I'm
what,
to get
what are you
order?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm all out of girls.
They're sending out a boy now.
No one wants that. I'll go back and get another one for you.
No, fair play. That's amazing. Imagine delivering your own kid.
That's amazing. It is amazing, isn't it? In fairness, yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
But no wonder, Nilo, by the way, remember Nilo was the lad we were saying that, like, because we were talking about, like, what it would be like for the boyfriend of his daughter in years to come. I can't remember what it was that brought that up.
I think
it was a while back.
I think he called himself a boyfriend batterer of something in the future. I think it was something like that. And you can imagine now when she does, he'd be holding that against her for the rest of her life. She'd be like, I'm going out. He goes, listen, you.
Yeah.
I delivered you with my own hands.
With my bare hands.
With my own hands, I brought you into the world. And with my own hands, I'll take our fella out.
It's great that we're giving Nilo all this credit, isn't it, for delivering the baby, which he deserves. Quite odd, obviously.
I know, yeah. He was.
I mean, the fact that her mother was involved.
Was she? We'll have to, I don't know. She hasn't exactly been texting the show feverently.
Yeah,
so maybe he
that's
did
it.
Do himself.
Because it's all about us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Layla May, to be honest with you, I'm not sure Layla May is going to get the crack out of this that Nilo might. you know what I mean, hearing her name on the radio.
Well,
you never know.
You never know.
Well, Leila May, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Also, Aideen's been on. She wants to send a big happy 50th birthday to her mate, Rachel Walsh. Just to say she misses her because they're outside of each other's 5K, so they can't hook up. And
such a all that
sort of stuff.
Hopefully, now soon we can get rid of that.
Fingers crossed.
That's such a pain, yeah.
Fingers crossed. But listen, Rachel Walsh, happy 50th birthday to you. Although, if Aideen was really your mate, she wouldn't have told the world you were 50.
Well, if she was really your mate, what she'd do is she'd go 5K away and shout for the whole kilometre, "Happy 50th, you old one! Happy 50th! Can
exactly.
you hear me?"
Exactly. Yeah. Right, what else have we got? Paddy and Cork's been on to say, did you know that Joe Pesci introduced the band The Four Seasons to each other before he was an actor? That's an extraordinary piece of trivia, isn't it?
Yeah,
You know the band The Four Seasons?
Not
like
me.
As in Frankie Valli and The Four Seasons, you know?
Was that who they are? No, I always pretend. And to me, The Four Seasons has always been a hotel chain for me, to be honest with you. I didn't know there was a band, I'll be honest with you.
What else have we got? Somebody else, Bo's Richie, also on the subject of Joe Pesci. Did you know that he wasn't the first choice for his part as Harry in the Home Alone movies? It was your mate De Niro.
Oh, was it really?
Was the one they wanted. And they settled for...
They settled for Joe Pesci?
Joe Pesci.
Imagine saying you're settling for Joe Pesci. I told you, didn't I? That Joe Pesci would be bigger than De Niro if he was bigger than De Niro.
There you go. Also, Jodie's been on to say, she wants to know, is there a bad accident or anything happening on the N81? Traffic's at a bit of a standstill. Oh no, actually, there must be a bad accident. Because she says she can see flashing blue lights in the distance. So people might want to avoid that main road.
Do if you can, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
On the N81.
Where's that N81? Baltinglass to Blessington. So that's the story there. What else have we got? Let me see if there's anything else of interest for you along the way. No, I think that'll probably do it for the moment.
Look, do you have me scouring the traffic indicator here?
The traffic indicator?
That's what I call it, yeah. Some people call it the internet. I call it the traffic indicator.
Of course you do. And rightly so.
On the N81. Let's hope that's all right. Yeah.
0871 880 0008 if you need to give us a shout about anything, even if it's a traffic indicator or something of that nature. That's allowed.
I can confirm the traffic indicator has not caught up with the news.
Excellent. Right, I tell you what we can guarantee is that in about an hour's time we're going to play for over a grand. We missed out on Double Money Monday. Why am I saying that all of a sudden? Money Monday yesterday. We missed out on it, so we're going to play for still over again, still a lot of wedge.
€1,000 and a tenner is what we have today, yeah? So £1,010 on the hit bit.
And remember, of course, this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, another lifetime supply, year's supply. What is going on with me today?
Tuesday. Everything's going on with you. It's Tuesday.
Jeepers.
Tuesday, there's a storm coming.
I might have to leave you to your own devices, PJ.
Nah, well, if you think it's bad now. That's a decision that will rest on your shoulders.
Anyway, the year's supply of Faith in Nature. It's a range of all sorts of wonderful things. Shampoos and conditioners, if you're into that sort of thing, if you're a hairy sort.
Yeah, if you...
body washes and soaps and all sorts of wonderful stuff. All environmentally friendly and vegan and you name it and... all sorts of wonderful goodness, natural and all that sort of carry
all
on.
That lovely stuff, yeah.
And at the moment, it's I think it's 10 to beat.
10 to beat in the Breakfast Table Quiz, yeah. So 11 or more will put you in the lead there.
All that ahead. Anything else floating your boat today?
Yeah, well, there's a way how to spot a liar comes up.
Oh.
Apparently, they speak a bit slower.
Really?
Yes, Jim. Yeah. So I'm very busy today. Just letting you know.
Right.
I have a lot on, so don't ask me for too much. Quite occupied in this room.
Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Tuesday, 9th of February. Good to have you with us. Thank you for letting us hang out with you on your Tuesday. 0871 880 0008 if you need to give us a shout. Just like Big Jim has been on, PJ. Big Jim been on to say, morning lads, love the show. Will you put a warning out though that there's heavy snow between Mullingar and Kinnegad?
Oh no, really?
Apparently so.
Oh!
Yeah, so he says driving into it feels like you're asking for warp speed in Star Trek. Funny you should mention that, Big Jim.
Funny you should mention that. Reach
actually, just realised, Big Jim, as in Captain James T.
Oh my God,
Kirk.
Of course.
There he is, in his... van or his truck or his car, whatever he's driving.
These are the Voyagers of Toyota Hiace flying through the Midlands. Their bold new mission. To boldly go where no Hiace van
has gone before. Thanks for that, Big Jim. Right, so watch out for that, Mullingar. Where was it? Where did I say? Did I say Mullingar, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Mullingar and Athlone. Is that what you said?
Mullingar and Kinnegad.
Kinnegad.
Between Mullingar and Kinnegad. Right, anyway, listen, thanks for that, Big Jim. But yes, the Star Trek music there playing in the background because there are some people who, well, I was going to say there are some people who are about to enter into space. There are some people who want to enter other people into space.
There is, yeah. Well, there's this guy, Mark Gould is his name. He's a Scottish man. And he's so sick and tired of flat earthers saying that the world isn't round and it's actually flat. And all the astronauts we see on TV are just trained actors perpetuating a lie. For some reason, I don't know, like, this is all Facebook till stuff. You know the way flat earthing was completely, it was gone, it didn't exist.
Yeah.
And then Facebook, as it does, brings out all the absolute lunatics.
Do you know what it does? Yeah, exactly. What it does is it provides a link for one lunatic to get to another lunatic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's its failing.
And then they create a lunatic group and then what's brilliant about real lunatics is we're the only people that know the truth. Oh yeah. My God, yeah, yeah.
You see, that's the problem. When the lunatic is isolated, you know what I mean? They can't do too much. And then they endorse their own lunacy with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you think that as well? I thought that as well.
Unbelievable. Obviously, if two people think it, it must be true. So there's a lot of the flat earthers are out there. And this guy, Mark Gould, he's getting very upset by it. He goes, it really annoys me. So he started crowdfunding to get 340,000-ish. To start sending flat earthers to space on Virgin Galactic or with SpaceX. He says he's reached out to Elon Musk already.
Right.
So they can be sent to space and prove to them that the world is actually round.
My God.
Well, a fool and his money, it seems, can be easily parted here. Because I tell you something, I am now a flat earther who will be applying for this just for the chance to go to space. And if he hasn't foreseen that this is a thing, he's out of his mind. By the way, it's a crowdfunder and he needs to earn 350 grand. He's reached out to Elon Musk. So far, he's raised 100 euros is what he's raised so far.
Okay, so it's not going well then.
It's not going exactly well. Imagine going to Elon Musk, honestly, like the world's wealthiest man as of 3 weeks ago and saying, now I have 100 quid and here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know the way you're training astronauts and you're training space people every day and it's the hardest selection process in the world to get there, to be picked and chosen. It takes 20 years of your life of dedicated training to go to space. I want to send an idiot who doesn't even believe space is there. What do you think? I've got 100 quid.
Have you got room for another one?
Have you got room for a tick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would he be bringing in cargo? Can we put a couple in there? I thought you were actually going to say that he wanted to gather up all the flat earthers, send them to space and just leave them there.
That's not a bad idea.
As in, you know what I mean? Like, just get them off this planet, right? Let them go and tell people on the moon.
That's not a bad idea. Thing
but
is,
no, he wants to prove it to them.
He wants to prove it to them. That's the thing, though, is if you send flat earthers to space, they'll still not believe it. These are people who can't see reason, so they'll go.
They'll find some other conspiracies here. They'll claim that what they're seeing out through the windows or whatever they're called.
They go, it's flat, look. It's like a pellet.
Well, I can only see, it might be circular, but it doesn't look round to me.
Yeah, I always said it was a circle. We're just all over it. That's it. I mean, look, it's just all over it.
Yeah, and it's a waste of time.
You can only see half. Where's the other countries? Oh, where's the other countries? We all know China's not real.
Although, can I just say, if it is the idea of, you know, sending people to prove that something exists, can I just say, personally, I've never been to Barbados or Hawaii or
funny you mention that, Jim.
Or the Caribbean in general, actually.
I don't even believe in Spain or Greece. I don't think there's such a thing. Now that you mention it, Jim, that's a very good... I don't believe in that.
If somebody wants to crowdfund, you know, when we're allowed travel again, to send me to any sort of, you know, tropical island or sun-drenched beach somewhere, I'm prepared to be proven wrong, PJ. That's all I'm saying.
Beaches and sun, Jim. You having a laugh as if there's such a thing. I dare. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen of Ireland. We challenge you to prove to us with a crowdfunder that such a thing as a Greek beach or a Barbadian sunset exists. Yeah. We challenge you.
Who'll have the last laugh now, PJ?
I'll tell you something. When we're sipping on our cocktails proved wrong, we really will look like fools, Jim. We'll really feel stupid then, I tell you.
Oh. But yeah. I'm prepared for it. If it has to happen, it has to happen. Oh, never let it be said we stood in the way of science. Black Eyed Peas, Where Is The Love, here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Colin's been on, just following that story about the flat earthers, just to say that, you know, be careful, because these flat earthers are spreading all around the globe. I like it, Colin.
It's a real one, isn't it? People that still believe the earth is flat, it takes a special type of dedication to ignore
science,
any evidence at all, really, doesn't it? It's a good one. Like, people that, I love flat earthers who still use GPS. You know, they're amazing. Like, you still use their GPS to get places, but they don't believe, you know, in how the how those satellites work within the realms of the universe, or, you know.
Also, somebody says there's a flaw in our plan about, you know, saying that, you know, these tropical places that we've been and sun-drenched beaches that we've claiming we don't really exist, that don't exist unless somebody actually brings us there and allows us to spend a couple of weeks lying on these sun-drenched beaches. Somebody saying the flaw in the plan is that Tara's been everywhere.
Is she just a part of the conspiracy, though?
Yes.
She sounds like she's in it with these so-called governments.
I think you have to see it with your own eyes, people. I think you need to start getting that money together so that PJ and myself can genuinely witness these so-called sun-drenched beaches.
Here's a forfeit for you, right? If you can prove to us and send us to a Spanish beach or a Greek beach in the summertime, if we're allowed to travel, you know. But if you can send us there, we will, as a forfeit, lie semi-naked on that beach all
for hours,
day long.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing but shorts.
Wearing nothing but shorts. Semi-naked, wearing nothing but shorts and consuming nothing but cold drinks for the entire day.
Yes.
So there you go. There's your forfeit. That's the forfeit. If you can prove us wrong, that's it.
That's how confident we are. We're prepared to stand by that. Also, here's an interesting one for you. Fred's been on. Say, morning, lads. The Hole in the Wall pub in Black Horse Avenue still has its Christmas tree up outside and all the decorations. PJ would love it.
What? Are you serious? That's outrageous.
That actually is. That's true, actually, yeah.
Is it? Did you see it?
They've converted it into a sort of a shop as well. By the way, can I just point out, in relation to the Hole in the Wall pub, they do a fantastic, at the moment, a fantastic sausage roll, right?
At the moment?
Yeah, because they have this, you know the way normally a sausage roll is the sausage meat inside the pastry wrapper?
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
So this is like, it's like two sausages that have been, you know what I mean? Instead of like the sausage meat sort of squashed up or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
It's like two actual sausages wrapped in pastry.
But that's not a sausage roll. That's pastry, dog.
There you go. It's kind of a pastry. Well, if you want to call it that, I'd be happy with it. It's blooming delicious.
Is it really? Yeah.
Yeah.
And where
very
you say
good.
I can fetch a pastry, dog?
The Hole in the Wall there.
Oh, that's near Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
You can take your dog to the park. You can take your pastry dog to the park.
You can.
It's outside me 5K. There's something to look forward to now. It's taking an old pastry dog to the park.
Yeah. It's a thing of beauty. It really is. It's delicious.
I love when, you know, I'm one of these people, right? I'm like, that would upset me if you explained it to me like that. If someone told me, I'd be like, well, a sausage roll. Why do you go messing with something that's perfect when it's supposed to be normal? You can't just leave something being normal.
Yeah.
The meat around the pie, and then you eat it and go, that's absolutely delicious.
It was,
I'm going to get just another one of them.
There was something like, I don't know. There was something strangely satisfying about being able to see two full sausages.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they were good length. You know what I mean? It was a good size sausage roll.
About the length of your hand type of thing.
Well, I would go as far as your elbow.
You're joking.
I am joking. Yes,
jeepers,
of course. Who gets a sausage roll from your elbow to your fingertips?
I'm just somewhere like near. I was on two of them. Two of that was yolks in it.
They're of course like, I'm joking. Yeah, no,
jeepers.
About, say the length of your hand.
They're like two granny's arms sticking out of it.
Head away here at Classic Hits. What is Love? Hitbit on the way, playing for over a grand. €1,000 and 10. €1,000 and €10. That would be the way to say it, wouldn't it? Yeah. Magic Mike is standing by, eager to get your WhatsApps. Let him know if you want to play. Don't give him your guess, just let him know you want to play. 087-188-0008. And did you know that today is World Pizza Day, people?
Oh.
It's great news. It is the opportunity if you're wondering what to have for your dinner, or your tea, or your lunch, or for that matter, your breakfast. I don't really mind. Anyway, pizza. If you want an excuse to have a pizza, which I have to confess, right? A pizza, a good pizza is a joy of a thing.
A good pizza on your, like, if you really do it right, a good pizza is the most unbelievably satisfying piece of indulgence you can ever enjoy. It's like literally getting tomato sauce and smothering it all over your duvet and hoovering it in and having the warm glow of a bed inside your stomach. It is absolutely one of the greatest things.
There's a weird comfort food to a pizza.
It's unbelievable.
I try to not go mad on it because it's an absolute carb fest. I just end up falling asleep.
Well, isn't that one of the joys of it?
Yeah,
you get so much carbohydrate that your body is begging for your forgiveness. It's like begging, please, what did I do so wrong that you're giving me so much of this? It lives like a pillow is stuck in your stomach. You're like, brrr.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can feel all the goodness, everything wrapping together. It's an edible plate.
I suppose, you know, somebody could point out to me, Jim, why don't you, in future, why don't you order pizza just for one? But don't be ridiculous. If it's not a 14-inch whopper of a thing, if it doesn't look like the size of a truck wheel when it comes in,
yeah,
then where's the joy in that?
You should struggle to lift it now. If you're going to have a pizza, you should be hard to lift. Definitely. Pizza,
exactly.
Of course, it dates back. The world's first ever pizzeria opened in New York. Italians were sort of eating variations of pizza around Italy, their own variations, according to the provinces.
So is that the story then? Is pizza not an Italian cuisine?
Oh no, it's Italian.
Oh, it is. Okay.
But what happened was all the Italian immigrants started moving in the 19th century, like in the 1800s to New York and all of that. They didn't have the food they would traditionally eat. They didn't have access to the Mediterranean ingredients they normally would. So they did the best they could. What they used to eat was their own variations of pizza. But then the New York pizza sort of became what we see as pizza, where you can put anything you kind of want on it.
Yeah.
The first pizzeria, as we know them today, opened in New York. They went back to Italy, of course. This is what your brothers and sisters and sons and daughters have created for the world. And they perfected it again in Italy. And we have the pizza. Yeah.
And then after all of that history and goodness and greatness, you still get people who put mad stuff on it.
Philistines.
Like, I mean, there was a story, you spotted it now. During the weekend, I forgot to say it to you. Something that popped up on social media.
Amy Huberman tweeted or Instagrammed up a photograph there of her pizza she had with her fella Brian O'Driscoll. Obviously, two of them, I always thought they were nice, decent, good, honourable, sound people. I really did. I used to think they were amazing people.
Well, they are the perfect couple in many respects. Both like wonderfully down to earth human beings and
lovely, yeah.
Blessed with, you know, pleasant exteriors and all that.
So it shows everybody has a dark reality. Brian O'Driscoll, ladies and gentlemen, puts potato on his pizza. Rugby's a mad game. Too many bangs in it. Potato on pizza, you need to be absolutely what?
Potato.
That's
chunks
wrong.
Chunks of potato on his pizza.
I'm sorry, but that's wrong. You're up there, if you put potato on your pizza, you're as bad as those people that in 1968 decided to start, and that's when the first one happened, putting pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
Or even worse, those oddball weirdos who need public wedgies in St. Stephen's Green who put fish on pizzas. You know, those anchovy things?
Yeah.
Is anything more disgusting than them?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah. No, I'm with you totally about... I mean, I've never had anchovies on a pizza. I know, in theory, I should like the saltiness of them, but I'm not a big fish, seafoody kind of bloke anyway, so... I'm definitely with you on the fruit. What are you putting fruit on savoury food for anyway?
Make up your mind. Yeah. This is a dinner.
What are you having?
It's a dinner or a salad. What are you doing? You can't be putting fruit on pizza. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Now, you know, the weird thing is, I would probably eat any of this stuff. There's lots of stuff I wouldn't choose to put on a pizza.
Yeah.
But if I was given a slice of something, I'd probably eat it. In here. Remember we used to have pizza days in here?
Yes.
And I'd sample everything. Let's face it, you know. Like, I wouldn't choose to put chicken on it, but I'd eat it. I wouldn't choose to put sweet corn on it, but I'd still eat it. There's very little I wouldn't eat.
Well, coming from the fella who said he puts melon on his pizza.
A mistake. I meant pineapple. It's an easy mistake to make.
Sounds melon. Like a likely story. Very fishy story to me. You can imagine Jim with his anchovy and melon pizza at home.
Anyway, why doesn't everybody just do what I... Surely the only thing you ever look for in a pizza menu is the meat feast. Or whatever variation your particular thing does. It's basically just how many meats can you get on a round disc of bread covered in tomato sauce.
I agree with the fundamental basis. And chilli. I'll have all the meats and chilli. Burn me, baby.
Yeah.
Get me red
those
raw.
Things that are called Diavolo or something there. You know those ones that's like... It's
oh,
like
a, yeah, yeah, that's what... And you get the actual jalapenos.
Yeah, the ones that are meant to kind of like, yeah, if you dare.
I love it, yeah. I love it so much. That's what I want. That's my perfect pizza, right? You get it. You get all the meat, all of it, right?
Yeah.
Every kind of animal ever. Cat, dog, bat, I don't care. Put it on. Right, you put it all on. And then you fill up, you put so much chili on it, you can't taste any of it anyway. And then you feel sick.
You literally destroy, you burn your taste
yeah.
buds.
And then
wow.
you feel sick for at least an hour afterwards. That is my favourite
That's
pizza,
your idea of perfection.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Extraordinary.
And then try and eat garlic bread just so you can feel the fumes of cheese coming out your nose.
That's
beautiful.
The other thing. People who, like, and I've done it, people who eat garlic bread with a, it's literally like, what do you want with your bread? Bread, please. Yeah, no, what do you want with your bread? Bread.
Bread, yeah. I need a side order of bread to go with all this carbohydrate.
And we're universal in condemning those people who put any form of fruit.
Any form of fruit.
Or, well, I mean, there'll be loads of people who'll say, well, peppers and all that, but look, all in my look, opinion, that, they're grand. Again, I'd eat them, but they're just getting in the way of more meat.
Just getting in the way of more meat? What are you doing? How are you going to fit bacon in if there's peppers on the pizza?
Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online. Available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The Hit Bit is worth €1,000 and a tenner. So €1,010. Like Jim was saying earlier on there, we've passed £1,000. Full stop, no going back. And here's what it sounds like. And it's going to be Michaela Hartnett that's going to play for us. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all, Michaela. How are you getting on today?
Good, thanks, good.
What's your plans for the day? What are you up to?
I'm on my way to work there now. I'm a scanning coordinator in Super Value in Bandon.
Oh, right, good stuff, Bandon, right.
And weather-wise, what's it like for you, Michaela? Any issues on the road? Is everything all cool, yeah?
Yeah, the road is all fine, but it's cold.
Cold,
yeah. It's freezing. Oh, my God, I felt... I was wearing a hat getting out of bed. That's bad.
You know, when you start to bed.
You know when you're lying in bed and you do that and you see the breath coming out of your mouth? Ah, stop. It's too much, man.
Oh, my God. Have you tried sleeping inside or no?
No, I wouldn't want to turn on the heating now. Michaela, we would love to give you €1,000 and a tenner. What do you think this is?
Big Girls, You Are Beautiful by Mika.
Mika?
Mika, wow. God, that's a name I haven't heard in ages, actually, to be fair. Right, let's head west, where Magical Michael is standing by with all of the knowledge. How are you, Mike?
Indeed, and I am. Good morning, everybody. And Michaela, me can't give you the cash. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear Lord, Michael.
I like
what
that.
What is that?
I actually like that.
Michaela, can I just apologise on behalf of myself and all of the team for that appalling pun there?
Michaela, have a great day. Anyway, take care
Thank
of yourself.
You.
Cheers. Bye-bye
Good
now.
Luck.
Bye.
Stay safe, abandoned.
Can't.
Oh, kind of like that. Paddy Hayes, how are you, Paddy? Paddy!
Oh my God. Hang on a second.
Paddy's in a washing machine or something.
Hang on a second.
Let's see if we can track down Paddy.
Wait for it.
No worries, there. No rush.
Right, let's play with the buttons here. Paddy, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, I'll tell you something.
We have you.
We ended up, we got a cross line with a jumbo jet there a minute ago. It was mad for a minute.
How are you getting on, Paddy? What's up?
I'm good. I'm working here at the moment in Bunratty, County Clare.
Oh, all right. Very nice. Bunratty, yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
Is it cold, though?
It is cold, yeah. It's not too bad. It's dry. It's grand.
Yeah, exactly.
See, West
That's
Coast.
It.
See, Paddy on the West Coast, they're much more hardened to the weather. Like it's
no,
all...
No.
Yeah,
no, it's only just you, PJ. You're the only softie when it comes to weather issues.
Excuse me. Even if that is true, it's very rude to bring it up. Paddy, €1,000 and a tenner. What do you think?
I think it's Leanne Rimes, Can't Stop the Moonlight.
Right.
Good song, right.
What do you think, Michael?
Can't fight the moonlight. Yeah, well, look, Paddy, it's, you know, it's too bad. It's so sad. That actually rhymes there. It's wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad that Paddy was as unimpressed as we were.
Exactly, yeah. That was the appropriate response, Paddy. Well done, you, sir. Have a good day. Cheers,
Thanks,
man.
Lucky.
Take care.
See you, Paddy. Thank you.
God, almost. And there's me thinking that the Mika thing we'd hit an all-time low.
I'm just glad he took the attention off me being a weather softy.
Thank you, Michael. We'll chat to you later. Cheers, boss. Right, Niall Boylan plays again at 1:30. That's what it is. West End Girls from Pet Shop Boys. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for that. On the way, of course, we've got the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's a chance to win yourself a year's supply, a full year's supply of Faith in Nature. It's the friendliest brand for the environment and your skin. There are a range of shampoos, conditioners, body washes, soaps, hand washes, you name it. All totally vegan, cruelty-free, totally ethical, and harnessing the power of nature. Your chance to win an entire year's supply if you can beat a score of 10. And just a quick reminder, of course, that we have moved it a little bit earlier. The Breakfast Table Quiz happens now just after the 8:30 headlines, okay? So we don't want you to miss out or get caught on the hop or whatever. So Magic Mike is standing by. You can get him on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play. As I say, it's a bit earlier than it you might be used to. Just after the 8:30 headlines is when we'll play the Breakfast Table Quiz. And that is no word of a lie, PJ, is it?
It absolutely is not. I'm watching every move Jim McCabe makes now with this story on the way. We were doing a story just last week. Oh, no, just about 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. About how to identify a liar through their sort of physical behaviour.
Yeah,
their
the
mimicking.
Body language type stuff, yeah.
So they basically, when people are lying, they try to concentrate on you, on what they're going to make you believe, and therefore they sort of subconsciously start to mimic your behaviour. So we were giving it out as in, that's something to look out for physically when someone's telling you lies. Now, there's a sort of a new study out today, and it tells us that not just physical sort of giveaways, but you can get verbal giveaways too. And apparently, if someone is telling you lies, they tend to slow down their speech patterns. So if you know somebody really well, and you know how they talk, yeah, and then maybe you say, come here, I didn't see you yesterday, where were you? And then suddenly they go, you know, normally they talk, say, at my pace, and then suddenly they start going, where was I? Right, well, where will I start? I was, you can straight away go, right, this smells.
Yeah,
I
because
smell
they're giving
rat.
Themselves time to think, are they?
They're giving themselves time to think, yeah. And it also seems to
I'm glad you asked me that.
Yes.
Because have I got a story for you?
You are going, we should do this on the show, Jim. Because this is going to be, or I mean, was very interesting.
So
very
they interesting. Slow the pace down.
So you slow down the pace. Now, they've given, and it seems that it doesn't really matter what language you speak, this exact same thing is relevant, right?
Right.
So no matter what language you speak. Now, I read the study twice, right, thing. There's details, the mild sort of details of the study. To be honest, I couldn't be bothered going through it. It's very boring, right?
Great.
But it comes down to this thing called prosody, right? What's prosody or prosody, right?
Right.
I'm not sure how you say it. If I'm lying, I'd say prosody is definitely how you say it. Prosody is... it's basically sort of... It's the phrase or the pitch and the rate of intensity. It's sort of like the melody, the tune of language, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right, okay.
So my prosody would be quite rhythmic and very articulate and all of that. You know, that'd be my one.
Yours God, you didn't slow down for that.
Yours, no, you see, because I'm telling the truth. Jim's would be blunt, but witty.
Right.
And what happens when you're trying to lie is you forget to just be your normal self. You're trying to create nonsense. Therefore, everything has to slow down. So your prosody or prosody or whatever the hell it's called. That changes. And it means that people can sort of get a little bit of a smell of a rat off you. They kind of know what you're up to. Yeah. Or maybe they don't. But it might be something to look out for. My problem with all these studies is, if you were to believe all of them, right, then you would spot a liar so well, because you'd say, so where were you yesterday? And then all of a sudden, they start standing the exact same way as you.
Yeah.
And like you.
Speaking very slowly.
Or they turned up dressed in your clothes and start saying a story that goes like this. The problem is,
well, the best thing,
these are minuscule. But
if they started imitating your voice as well.
Imagine. Yeah, like, imagine me meeting some of my friends. How's it going? And just, you know the way I'm very nasal. One of your friends goes, I'm not going to believe what is after happening.
Are you slagging me? Would I slag you?
Would I slag you? I'm only telling you a very slow story with a very non-rhythmic prosody. So you can understand the situation.
The only thing people do a lot with their lies is the emphasis.
Wait, just realise how hard it is to do an impression of yourself.
It is, actually, isn't it?
It's very hard.
It's really difficult. But the other thing they do is emphasis. Everything gets slightly exaggerated and slightly emphasised.
That's in this as well.
This happened right outside the shop. I was standing in. Yeah, that's actually not that dramatic a sentence. You could have just said, it happened right outside the shop I was standing
in. That's in the study. You're dead right. You're a scientist, Jim. And what it does is, like, just like you said, they say you leave the emphasis out of the middle of the sentence and you put it right at the end.
Yeah.
So like you said there, outside the shop, I was standing in. You know, so... You, like you said, all the emphasis goes on to the least important part of the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas if something is a genuine mad thing, you just tend to say it. You know, like you know the way you, it's like your ma says it. You know the way your ma never really knows how to lie properly. You know the way you meet your ma and she's like, I can't believe it's after happening. Oh my God, cheapest thing. I got to fries me life. What happened? They won't tell you because they're so blindsided.
Right.
Oh my God, I'll never get over it. What happened? I absolutely can't believe it. What was it? Oh my God, give me a minute. I can't breathe. Step back. Oh Jesus, I can't get over it. Oh my God, I'm never going to get over this. What happened? Oh God, sir. 5 minutes. Jeez, oh, can I take a breath? I swear to God, I'll tell you now in a second as soon as I settle my nerves. Jeepers. Oh, you're going, are you alright? Oh my God, I don't know if I'll ever be alright again. What happened? Jeepers almighty. Are you alright? Oh, my bag burst and things fell out at the checkout. Is that it? Yeah. Unbelievable. You know, that real liars can't even get to the point. Oh, not liars. Truth. We're telling the truth.
Exactly.
It's hard to get to the point. Whereas you're spoofing. It's like you said, you're spoofing.
Yeah, you can make a point out of anything.
Make a point out of anything, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Jim, I can't come in tomorrow. You're not going to believe what happened. I am so sick. Oh, Jim.
Has this just come on you?
It's just come on me now. Oh my God, I'm so sick. I have to sit in the exact same formation that you're in at the moment to show you how sick I am. Oh, thanks, Jim, for believing that.
The Laz, there she goes. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Mike, not our Mike now, but
Mike has
been on WhatsApp just with the one of the greatest kind of illustrations of exactly what you just said there about that technique for lying, of slowing things down. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Isn't that the most? Isn't that literally, that is case in point, isn't it?
Good old Slick Willy.
Oh, he was something else, yeah.
Stop the lights.
Have you ever followed Monica Lewinsky actually on Twitter or any of that stuff? She's very good.
Yeah, and apparently she's kind of carved a career for herself as a speaker and
pretty
all that
much,
sort of
yeah,
stuff. And the whole thing about dealing with shame and everything. She's
all
got
that,
a huge career out of kind of going around the world talking about it. TED Talks and everything.
I've done that myself now, you know, made a career out of it. Oh no, she's not embarrassing herself.
No, Joe, she's recovering from shame.
Oh.
You're celebrating shame.
Oh, she's a few years ahead of me, so.
Chloe from Tip has been on to say herself and her mum Tracy, they're huge fans, long-time listeners of the show. Would mean a lot if we could wish her a happy birthday this morning. She turns 21 plus a bit of interest. No problem, Chloe.
Just a bit, yeah.
Nodded a wink. Yeah, there's no need for any. There's no need for any lying here.
Yes.
We believe you.
You are not old, Tracy.
Right, Tracy, happy birthday
to you.
And Chloe, thanks for letting us know. Also, somebody's saying that it's lash and snow in Rathoath at the moment.
You're joking me, really?
Well, according to somebody there, yeah.
Good Lord, it's coming. It's begun.
Yeah, scary stuff. I'll tell you what is coming for sure is the Breakfast Table Quiz. Just a reminder once again, because we have moved a little bit earlier, it is catching a few people out. It's just after the 8:30 headlines, but Magic Mike is standing by. 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play. It's a score of 10 to beat for a year's supply of Faith in Nature. That's the brand name. And it's a whole range of products, shampoos, conditioners, body washes, soaps, hand washes, all that sort of stuff. You'll get a year's supply. They're available in the likes of McCabe's Pharmacy and Lloyd's Pharmacies around the country, so you can check them out there. But it's all natural, no sort of, you know, no weird things in it. It's all, what do you call that, ethical and cruelty-free.
And good for the planet and all of that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
environmentally
really
friendly, all that sort of stuff. So as I say, if you want to get involved, give yourself a chance to win an entire year's supply of Magic Mike standing by right now on WhatsApp 087-188-0008.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score, hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Here we go, Tuesday's Breakfast Table Quiz, playing again, of course, for a year's supply of Faith in Nature, the friendliest brand for the environment and your skin. They're helping beauty fans tap into the power of nature by making its natural, ethical products available now in the likes of McCabe's Pharmacy and Lloyd's Pharmacy nationwide. They're a natural collection of shampoos, conditioners, body washes, soaps, hand washes, all that sort of stuff. Vegan, cruelty-free, ethical, and free from all artificial colourings, and you can check them out on Instagram, @faithinnature_IRE, or you can check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/faithinnature.
Absolutely. So 11 the score we need if you want to take the lead on the Breakfast Table Quiz, to get your hands on all that good natural stuff. And Damien O'Neill is going to be the one to play this morning. How are you, Damien?
Well, lads, what's the story?
Oh, hey. Good, Damien, what about you?
Oh, yeah, living the dream. It's cold.
It is. It's freezing, Damien, isn't it? Yeah, where are you? Your base? You sound like you're a Dublin man, are you?
What gave it away, PJ?
I don't know, Damien. I don't know what it was.
it was the warmth of your personality.
I'm actually working up gyms directing there up by
Singlet. Oh, are you?
All right, okay. Which part are you in? I'll let you know if you're safe.
We're up with the dogs, trust there.
Ah, very good. Yeah, 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 yeah. God, that's very close to where I used to be.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not far away at all.
Where you lived.
Oh, my God. This man's a stalker, PJ. Get him off the phone.
Hell yeah. Right, Damien, we'd love to get this sorted out if we get you into the lead this morning. How are you feeling?
Yeah, ground, yeah.
Good stuff. Right, so I guess we're all but
ready
there.
To go. Yeah, so the all important number for you, Damien, is 11. Hopefully more if you can manage it. 60 seconds to give it a go. You ready to give it a bash?
We'll give it a bash.
Best of luck. Here we go, mate.
Bern is the capital of what European country?
Switzerland.
In surgery, nitrous oxide is used as what?
Gas.
Anesthetic. Axl Rose is the lead singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
A ship's speed is measured in what?
Knots.
Liverpool is situated near the estuary of what river?
The Mersey.
What is the Spanish word for hello?
Hola.
Former EastEnders star Martin Kemp was in what 80s band?
Spandau Ballet.
In the children's film Stuart Little, what is the name of the cat?
Oh, no idea.
Snowbell. Magic Johnson is famous for what sport?
Basketball.
In what country did yoga originate?
Japan.
India. Which 1978 musical had John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John?
Greece.
If A is Alpha and Z is Zulu, what is G?
Gamma.
It's golf. How many strings does a musical instrument, the double bass, have?
Four.
In what month of the year is the winter solstice?
December.
Yeah, what breed of animal is a Jersey?
Cow.
Who plays Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I thought I was going to fit another one in.
I'll tell you something.
That sounds like it was good enough, Damien. That was really good.
It'll be very close, very close indeed. Right, here we go. The official toss is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12!
Good on you, Damien. That was flying. Absolutely brilliant performance there.
Well done, my man. Well done. Listen, that's straight to the top of the leaderboard for you. 12, the new score to beat. Well played. So well done.
I'll
tell you something. You could end up having the skin of a god after this demo.
Come here, a brittle pad wouldn't sort me out, lad.
Have a great day, David. Take care, man.
Just quick shout out to two of the boys down below doing a bit of work. Keane and Brendan, two spoofers all together, but that's fine anyway, God bless.
Okay, Keane and Brendan, two spoofers. Let's see you on. Well done again, Damien. Yeah, keep your fingers crossed.
Cheers. Take care, man.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way. Here are Classic Kids. Thanks so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Tuesday. If you were with us a little bit earlier on, we were mentioning that it's World Pizza Day. We were having a conversation about World Pizza Day. And, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, we love pizza. I'd actually find it hard to trust somebody who didn't like pizza. It's one of those things, isn't
it? Pizza's up there with ice cream and sandwiches. If you don't like it, there's something seriously. You can't be trusted.
Yeah.
You'd have to question
your personality.
I only know one person who doesn't like pizza, and he's as dodgy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'd wonder about somebody who doesn't like pizza.
You know who he is as well.
Oh, do I?
Collie. You know Collie of the lifeboats?
Oh, yeah, but should that man celebrate Christmas from the 1st of January?
He's already doing it, yeah. I mean, as peculiar a man as you ever met.
Fair play to you, Collie. I hope this won't interfere with my mince pie allocation. Anyway, so listen, we got some follow-up on the whole pizza thing, right? Because we were saying, right, that we're both serious meat feasts. We feel that anything that's on a pizza other than meat is a wasted opportunity.
Definitely,
you know what I mean? Yeah. If there's something taking up space on your pizza, that isn't meat, in our opinion, it's a wasted opportunity. Although you did say chili.
I did. I love chili. That's what I want to do. This is my perfect pizza.
Right.
It lands in your stomach like a pillow, right? So
yeah.
It makes you sick. And then what you do is you put every kind of meat you can, and then you put so much chili on it, you can't taste any of the meat.
Right.
That's the way I have to. That's my perfect pizza.
Although if you were celebrating World Pizza Day today, you'd have to go easy on the chili because of your... It's great. We've had the issues arising in PJ's body are literally arising. They go from the bottom up. It started with his bad feet.
I still have to.
It went up to his issues around his waterworks in his man vegetables area.
Yeah, one of my knees is actually forced in the middle.
Oh yeah, yeah, the knee. Forgot about the knee. Sorry about that. Into the waterworks issue, and we're slowly rising. Now it's his tongue.
Yeah, and I have a bit of an earache. But we'll go on about the tongue at the moment, because the earache wouldn't affect the pizza, but the tongue would absolutely affect the pizza. If I had chili now, if I had what I wanted to do, but if chili oil or a flake went in there, it'd blow me nipples off. Put two holes in me t-shirt. If a bit of chili got in there, put holes in me. It'd be like I'd look like a shot. Yeah. It's an awful little thing. I have no way. I don't even know how to fix it. People say Bongella. Bongella should be a pizza topping, because it does nothing. It just... You put it on the spot,
and then it slides off
and goes down your neck.
Anyway, you're not going to be happy about some of the responses we got to the pizza situation. Deirdre was on. I put beans on my pizza.
That's sick. Now, do you know what that is? That's cross-continental cuisine contamination. That's what that is.
Wow.
You're taking South American beans.
Well,
Italian pizza.
I have a feeling that's probably baked beans, as in like out of a tin. I get the impression that's what she's talking about.
Well, there you go. Now, one of my nipples just fell off here, and that's disgusting.
And as if that wasn't bad enough, it's obviously something in Deirdre's family, because apparently her niece puts cucumber on her pizza.
Cucumber?
Yeah.
Cucumber on a pizza?
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with these people. That's an act of criminality. Like, I honestly think, if something happened, right?
If
you were accused wrongly of a crime, right?
Yeah.
And it was wrong, you were innocent, and you were on court. Someone could get up and destroy your character by saying such a thing. They could go, "Your Honour, I am not here to say I have seen anything to do with this case, but I will say they did put cucumber in their pizza, and the judge and
guilty.
Everyone... Guilty.
Guilty,
right.
Life sentence.
They'd be like, we can no longer have a fair trial, as this is now biased towards the perversions of food.
You would be like the ultimate anti-character witness.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the details of what this person is alleged to have done. All I know is that they are an evil person who puts cucumber on their pizza.
I rest my case. All the jury. Oh, my God. Women fainting and everything.
The other way, we were talking about Brian O'Driscoll putting potato.
Another head.
Amy Huberman during the week put up on her social media a picture of Brian O'Driscoll's pizza. That's homemade pizza. And it had potato on it.
Absolutely. What a headbanger. I swear to God, that shows how dangerous rugby is.
Well, you see, maybe Brian O'Driscoll is the cultured one, because according to Colin in Dublin, he says that in Italy, the Italian for potato, patate. I don't know what he's trying to say there. But anyway, look, potato is acceptable as a topping for pizza.
No, he's just confused pate and potatoes or something. He's gone mad altogether. Corn is not at all. That's the thing.
Somebody else has texted in. Did you ever have tomatoes?
Did you ever have tomatoes?
Apropos of what? On a pizza, like?
Is he just
saying? Like tomato on your pizza, like? Is that what he's saying?
Someone from the 1970s has just got in touch.
Or is he just randomly kind of, have you seen these new red things? Tomatoes, they're called. You ever had them? Mad.
Look, this is it. Look, he's got a Liverpool thing as his picture. So there you go.
That explains it.
Have you ever seen tomatoes? I grew up eating snack boxes. I never had a tomato till I was 52.
Oh my God.
Yes, that's why you love Liverpool, is because it smells of salt and vinegar. Don't eat vegetables around my way. We only have tomatoes on toast.
Madonna with Vogue and Stuck in the Middle with You. Steeler's Wheel just ahead of that. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Tuesday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. And we were talking about the pizza thing earlier on. We were saying that there were some criminal decisions being made.
Criminal
decisions being made about pizza. People putting weird pizza toppings on. But I tell you something, it's time for criminality of a very different kind. And something that our very own PJ Gallagher thought he was experiencing firsthand. But we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
Because in the meantime, somebody that you may remember I mean, because we are going back a bit with this
Yeah, Three's Company. You might remember a show called Three's Company.
It was an American sitcom, wasn't it?
It was. It was of a certain vintage and definitely a show you would never make now for the whole sort of thing was they were trying
It was set along the lines of... there was an English version, wasn't it? It was a sort of a remake of an English sitcom.
Do you know, weirdly, I never knew that until quite recently we were having a chat about The Ropers and all that.
Yeah, George and Mildred.
And you you pointed that out. I had no idea that one was a spin-off
There was an old English sitcom called Man About the House or something. And I think it was like a spin-off or an American version of that.
Yeah, it was Three's Company was a spin-off of that, which 1977 to 1984, whatever. I couldn't. But that the woman that was in it, the blonde woman that was in it, Suzanne Summers is her name. She's apparently worth about $100 million now because she became an entrepreneur and she has her own business and all of that. And at the moment she's 74 years old and she does these makeup tutorials online, right? And she was doing one yesterday. Last Friday, I beg your pardon. She was doing one on Friday. And she was going out live and someone broke into her house as she was doing it live.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so she's
so this was being witnessed on the internet.
Yeah, so you don't see this person because the camera's obviously still on her, but her husband is chatting away at the background and an intruder walks into the house. She's doing her makeup, you know, for this thing she does, this video blog. And then you just hear her going, "Did you hear someone?" And her husband goes, "I think it was a frog." Some use he is. And she goes, "No, it's not a frog. It's human. It's a person." And then he walks straight into the kitchen. She turns and she stays so calm.
It was put up online in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, you can go on and watch.
I'm sure it was going out live, wasn't it?
It was going out live,
It's been streamed or whatever.
It's streamed live. So it's all up there. You can still see it on her Facebook live, Suzanne Summers' Facebook. And then she just goes, she's so calm. She's like, "Who are you?" And your man goes, he says his name and goes, "Do you know me?" He says, "Of course she doesn't know you, you daft." He says his name.
Oh my God, we're back to the dumb criminals. He's broken into this person's house and he gives them his name.
Yeah, he says, "Aaron Carpenter." He goes, "My name's Aaron Carpenter." And then he goes to her, "Do you know me?" And she's like, "Of course I don't know you. This is my house." And he's like, "Yeah, sorry about that." And "I was walking down the hill. I wasn't really sure where I was." And she goes, "Well, you're in my home." And he's like, "Yeah, yeah." He goes, "Don't worry now." He goes, "I'm not a dangerous person or anything." But they're so... I just can't believe how relaxed...
So do we know, had he intended to burgle the place and was caught off guard, or...?
No idea. But anyway, he goes to... He eventually leaves and she goes, "See you now. God bless you," she goes. "Not a
bother." Oh my God. To a complete stranger who literally let himself into our house.
Yeah, then she turns to the camera and she goes, "Right, well, I'm calling the police now, that's for sure, you know, for a start." And she has a security team and everything. She has the woman from her security team on the phone saying, "You need to sort out how this fella just walked into
the kitchen." A security team and a lad managed to walk into our house.
Yeah.
If I was her, I'd reassess her security team.
Funny feeling there, sacked. But you know, it just surprised me because I remember, right, years ago, I was asleep and I heard the door, bam, bang. I was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening." There, I thought there was a burglar in there, and I heard them moving around downstairs. I was like, "Jesus Christ!" And me and Elaine were still together. So I went, "Someone in the house! There's someone in the house!" And then I started doing that thing. I went, "Hello, hello! I can hear you down there now." And then I heard another bang. I was like, "Oh, good!" I was like, "Okay, the guards are coming." And you know, and then it turned out Elaine goes, "That's my sister. She's staying the night, you tick." And I was like, "Oh God, that's all right." But I got the fright of my life. And there was none of this hard mannery or anything. It was like, "Hello, how many of yous is there?" I went at one point.
"How many of yous is there?
How many of yous is down there?
What were you going to do? How many of yous is there? Because I'll make tea."
If he hadn't said...
"If you're... There's biscuits in the top press."
But, no, no. If he had said there's two, I would have gone, "Well, there's six of us. We're having a sleepover. We're going to batter you now in a minute when we're finished our tea."
Yeah, and then you would have started putting on the voices. Yeah.
Yeah.
"Tell him, Tony, isn't there six of us?" "Yes, there is six of us."
"No, don't forget, Andy's asleep. He's the seven of us, actually."
I always find that particularly, and it is a bloke. Sorry, lads, but it is a blokey thing, right? Yeah. That when you're talking about it out of context, it's like, "I'll tell you something. Some lad broke into my house. He'd tell you, get what for. I'll tell you something. He'd get some smack of it. All hard men."
Yeah,
and then it happens.
Have a nail in it, and then it happens, and
it's like,
"Hello, here,
Love you. Go down and just have a look there, and I better stay here in case anything else happens.
You go down
and have a look, right?
And
I'll phone the guards and I'll get me golf clubs.
I'll stay here behind the door with a brick, right? You go down there and you chase him.
Yeah, because in case, you know, you might have to lure him up. Yeah. So you go down and check it out.
In case he runs upstairs, I'll throw the duvet over his head and then I'll jump out the window. So
yeah, that's when push comes to shove. It goes, yeah, all of the hard stuff goes, who is it?
Yeah, this is the thing. Oh, no, we did Naked Camera, right? We did 730 gags on people over the Naked Camera, right? 730 yeah. gags were accumulated over the years, whatever. And every single day someone goes, I'll tell you, it was great the way you got him. You had got me with a bit of punch in the head.
Really?
Your nose would have come flying off if I had a hit you. And not once. We just managed to pick the 730... like, we just, by pure luck, 730 most peaceful people in Ireland, yeah. you know.
Everybody claims what they would
everyone
do.
Everyone says what they would do until then you're in the slot.
Exactly, when you're in the situation, then that goes out the window.
But I tell you now, Jim, if that fella ever comes back, or if my sister-in-law ever comes back, I'll be ready for her. I tell you, I'll be out the back window like a light.